What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Wednesday, November 1st, 2017 here. Hump day, middle of the weekday, starting that long, slow glide down to Pow Hana Friday and whatever insanity is in store for us, especially this weekend with Antifa starting their civil war on Saturday. So we've got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble and ready to answer the phone when you call on in. Quick little program note, in our third hour today, Don Wiskin of Extendovite will be spending a little bit of time with us today talking about his product, which I use myself, and it really does help. And also, some of the pushback from the competitors that he's had to deal with lately, and we'll let him give you all the details about that. So, getting into the news here, as far as the corporate media is concerned today, the only thing happening is the terror attack in New York, and they're out there saying, oh, it was obviously ISIS, and even though they can't find any connection between ISIS and this guy, he was domestically radicalized, they're going to send him to Guantanamo so nobody can talk to him, and blah, 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 blah. We are getting reports from a lot of people in New York that the New York Police Department counterterrorism trucks and counterterrorism officers were in that area where the bike path was hours before the attack. And, of course, they're already trying to cover it up, saying, well, you know, the Halloween party is a target for possible terror, so that's why everybody was out there. But normally, New York has regular police force out there monitoring the safety of the Halloween parade. So already it's looking more and more like this was another one of these staged events to remind us all that ISIS is the enemy, even though there is a ton of evidence that ISIS is actually working for U.S. interests, certainly at least in Syria. And this guy, the suspect, Saifullo Saipov, he doesn't really fit the pattern. And it's coming on out. The FBI knew about this guy because apparently over the last 2 years, there was a terrorism investigation by the FBI and Department of Homeland Security, New York Police Department, and federal prosecutors resulted in charges against five men from Uzbekistan and one from Kazakhstan of providing material support for ISIS. Several of the men have pled guilty. Mr. Saipov was in that circle of people. It's not been acknowledged whether he was connected with the investigation, but at this point it seems pretty obvious that he was on the FBI's radar and may have been cultivated as an informant. Now, already we're getting all these emails and calls. Oh, come on. Everything can't be a conspiracy. Well, no, not everything can be, but we certainly seem to be in a bumper crop of conspiracies. I mean, it was only a few years ago when anybody who said that the U.S. was covertly supporting ISIS and al-Qaeda in Syria, oh, it's a wacko conspiracy theory. Now we know it's a fact. It's been proven many times over to be completely true, from the documents from Hillary Clinton as Secretary of State to all the American weapons found in the hands of these terrorists. Yeah, it's a conspiracy fact. We need to keep that in mind. Now, a lot of people are looking at this gentleman from Uzbekistan and saying, well, this is obviously something that's connected with our open borders policy. The Europeans have been saying the same. The more open the borders are, the more terrorism is happening. Terrorists are coming on in. And even Tucker Carlson is out there saying, you know, this is obviously tied to the immigration policy. And he was saying before the open borders, stuff like this just didn't happen. And I'm old enough to remember exactly the same thing. We didn't see this kind of stuff happen when we were very careful about who we allowed into our country or not. Now, Donald Trump is already out there blasting Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer because apparently Saifullo Saipov was brought into the United States as part of Schumer's diversity visa program. In other words, Chucky Schumer said, come on down, and Saipov basically did. And Trump has been calling for an end to all of these diversity visa lotteries because, again, there is no vetting of these people. It's a shopping list. We need somebody from Kazakhstan. We need somebody from Uzbekistan. We need somebody from Pakistan. And just go down, check them off. Come on, Ike, you're now in the country here. And, of course, Trump's attempt to control immigration is being constantly opposed and blasted by the New World Order Open Borders people. And they're trying to delink it and say, well, when he came into the country through the open borders, he was perfectly okay. It was only after he got into the United States that he became domestically radicalized. And they still can't actually show how that came about, which is another reason this feels like a staged attack, along with the nonstop saturation media coverage. Now, Laura Ingraham is out there making a valid point. We, the citizens of the United States of America, demand our elected officials keep America and Americans safe. When a potential terrorist games the immigration system, gets a green card, rents a truck, and in the name of Allah mows down innocents, that's not acceptable. And she's absolutely right. The safety and well-being of the American people is being sacrificed on the altar of globalism. And the attitude seems to be, well, so what if a few tens of thousands of people get killed? It's a small price to pay for the new world order and the glorious one world government. We're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And before we go over to the phones here, I wanted to do this flashback story where there's a gentleman named David Steele. He's a 20-year Marine Corps veteran intelligence officer, second highest ranking civilian in the U.S. Marine Corps intelligence. He's former CIA clandestine services case officer. And basically what he came out and said was, most terrorists are false flag terrorists or are created by our own security services. In the United States, every single terrorist incident we have had has been a false flag or has been an informant pushed on by the FBI. In fact, we now have citizens taking out restraining orders against FBI informants that are trying to incite terrorism. We've become a lunatic asylum, and he's absolutely right. And I've pointed out many times before, I think all of these so-called terror attacks are false flags. Because when you have any group that seeks to bring about a socio-political change, they need the support of the public. They are not going to go on out and commit acts which will alienate the public against them and their agenda. How far would George Washington and Thomas Jefferson have gotten towards independence for this country if they'd gone into the colonial schools and started shooting the school kids? The answer is not very far. Acts of terror are false flags to demonize a target group, in this case, ISIS. Because too many people are picking up on the fact that, yes, indeed, the U.S. was using ISIS as a proxy in Syria. And again, this doesn't make any sense as an act of terror. He had a BB gun and a paintball gun. And as it turns out, he has a girlfriend and three kids. They're living in Paterson, New Jersey. Guys with family connections don't go on out and commit acts of terror. It's another FBI staged event. So now back to Uranium Gate and Dossier Gate. But before we do that, we're going to take a phone call. Frank in North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, Mike. You know, I remember using these training guns, and they hurt. They leave a welt on you. Not the typical paintball guns, but something. Actually, I think they're a little bit more painful. But you know, we used them for training. And I just find it interesting. That's not why I called in. I called in about Antifa and November 4th and why I believe there might be some cause for some concern on that, just my opinion, of course. But, you know, I do find it interesting, though, how all these people that are so critical of the media and don't believe that the media has any credibility, whenever there's a quote-unquote terrorist attack by someone, you know, an Arab or someone from the Middle East, they don't question it at all. They buy the story, hook, line, and sinker, and then want to play, you know, left-right politics. Oh, it's the Democrats, it's this, that. I mean, you know, this guy very well could have had some motivation. Maybe he had a screw loose. Maybe he did do it. Maybe he was inspired by ISIS. But I'm not going to believe... I'm not going to take at face value what the media is saying. This guy could very easily have been a patsy that was completely set up. He may have a screw loose and just be a very easily controlled and manipulated guy. They could have set him up. They could have made him promises and offered him cash. I mean, who knows? I don't believe any of this stuff. I'm sorry. And I know some people, you know, out there, they would say that I'm a horrible, terrible, despicable person for questioning this. But you know, they want to say the media has no credibility. But then they pick and choose. They believe the media when it's convenient for them. You know, you have so many people that follow the official story of 9/11, but every other day of the week, they say, well, you can't believe anything the media says. But the reason that I believe that there may be something, some cause for concern with November 4th and some of these things the Antifa people are boasting about or in the rumor mill or whatever, I mean, think it would definitely knock this whole pedophilia, thing to the back burner. And there's some very powerful people out there that I think really want that story to go away in a real major way. So they may, you know, if there is some controlling element or elements in the power structure, which I think we know, obviously, there are, they may give a green light and push and say, yeah, we want some raids to go on. We want some attacks on police or innocent people, whatever, and let's go ahead. And let's start up a civil war or something and get this off the front pages or get this off of the alternative media or whatever. So I'm a little bit concerned about it. I would say, you know, I've been asking people, what are you going to be doing on Saturday? Personally, I'm not overly paranoid. I think probably nothing will happen on a major scale, but I'm going to kind of play it safe. I'm going to stick to home. I might carry a larger gun than normal. I'll probably carry a couple of extra magazines if I do go out. Magazines that hold bullets. I might carry a spare box of ammo in my glove compartment or something, but I'll probably stick a little closer to home. I'll probably be a little bit more cautious and looking over my shoulder more and just be more aware of my surroundings, and I would suggest that for other people as well, especially people that live in, you know, dense population areas and people that are going to be going out to where large gatherings are. That's all I got to say.
Well, obviously this thing on the 4th is being ginned up. We need to keep that story that we reported yesterday about how Antifa is actually in communication with the leadership of ISIS and Al-Qaeda. We need to keep that in the forefront of the independent media so that everybody understands exactly what Antifa is all about. Now, all of you listening to this show, you might want to go to your local Craigslist and just look for crisis actor ads. And I already did that. There's none here in Hawaii. But interestingly enough, I got an email from the local Republican Party because Trump is going to be here in Oahu on Saturday. And there's a bunch of anti-Trump protests already planned. And oddly enough, the Republican Party said, don't go. Don't show up because their intelligence is saying there are going to be agent provocateurs dressed up as pro-Trump supporters trying to incite violence. So this is all being stage managed all over the place. There may be a few riots here and there. It certainly won't be coast to coast. I mean, they were trying to do that in the aftermath of the elections, and it went nowhere. But we need to keep this link between Antifa and ISIS and Al-Qaeda in the forefront of people's minds so they understand what's going on. It's nothing about an expression of grassroots America. It's part of another attempt to overturn the election and get Donald Trump and Mike Pence out of the White House. And I can guarantee you right now, Hillary's already got some kind of a machination set up where she can walk on in, even though she's not in the line of succession and she's not even in the same party. But they've been working at it. In fact, one of the plans that they were openly discussing was that Mike Pence and Donald Trump leave the White House. That moves the Speaker of the House into the presidency. Hillary changes her party to a Republican and is appointed vice president. And then the Speaker of the House steps down or gets killed and Hillary gets the White House that way. It's really wild out there, but that's seriously what's coming out of some of these liberal Hillary supporters' writings at this particular point. So we do need to be vigilant about it. We do need to avoid violence. But at this point, you need to understand it's all being stage managed. It's all being bought and paid for. And we're going to dig out those stories about how Antifa literally went to the G20 to meet with the leadership of ISIS and Al-Qaeda. And so they're putting this all together. I'm very concerned that Trump is going to be out of the country basically when this is all going down. So we'll just have to, you know, keep an eye out. Personally, I think it's going to fizzle. But I think they're definitely going to give it a good hard try. Okay? We lost Frank. All right, let's switch over to Steve in Florida. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I totally agree with you. Those possibilities for Hillary are all very, very real. I'm sure she's not done yet. Just like that cartoon I sent you today of the little trick-or-treater just like Hillary, she won't go away.
Yes, that was so funny.
Yeah. Hey, what I wanted to mention is, and it's not talked about very much, I know John Stabenow's talked about it a little bit, and is the term blowback. Now, this is quite possible if it is a lone person, a lone shooter type situation, a lone assassin, that, you know, when you invade other countries and you bomb them to the Stone Age, as we have with all these drone attacks, there will be blowback on these situations. I don't believe these are all just lone gunmen. I think these are all, there's many, many people in line with these attacks, and I do believe they are false flags, taking us further away from what we actually were focused on at the very beginning. You know, this is like the third one now in the last, let's say, 3-4 weeks. My God, we're getting so far away from the Hillary corruption now, and a couple more, and we won't even know about this anymore. We'll be so far off base with Hillary's corruption and actually going after Hillary. So,
well, I wouldn't use the word "we."
Farther and farther away.
I wouldn't use the word "we" because it is very obvious these false flags are designed to at least lure the corporate media away from covering Dossiergate, Uraniumgate, Muellergate. But as far as the independent media is concerned, we're not buying into it. We're not taking the bait on that one. We're keeping our focus on what is really the major scandal here. And at this point, just like with Las Vegas, I'm not going to waste any more time on what happened in Manhattan. I've already decided it was another staged event. This guy was probably an FBI informant. They set him on up. End of story. Let's get back to focusing on Uraniumgate and Dossiergate, because right now that is the enemy's weak point, and we need to keep our energy focused on that.
I totally agree. Independent media is doing a great job. You guys are doing a great job. And, yeah, keep sticking with it. Don't lose sight of what the real story is. And these are just false flags to take us away, our attention away. Great job, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. Yeah, I was going to say the same thing, Mike. It's obvious how they use these. I mean, it's just so clear that they have these cells of Wahhabists, or, you know, these groups of people that they'll use when they call out for the moment they need them to take, you know, the people's conscience off, you know, their mental abilities off of what's on at the moment, you know. So now you got all this terrorism talk on the news media, and it just takes away from people's minds of Uranium One and other issues, you know. So that's the game, Mike. I mean, it's a fact that Hillary Clinton and these other groups of people arm these people. So if they arm these people, then it's just logical that they would have cells of people waiting in the wings, not just here, but also in Europe, Mike. I mean, they passed those draconian laws, like in France, to continue the police powers, acts, and all these other things. I mean, it's just obvious how what they're doing. You know, I think they're going to drag this on as long as they can, Mike, and I don't know, Mike, what's the deal with that EMP drill on the 4th to the 6th? Trump's leaving. He's going to be out of here on Saturday. You got Antifa things plus this EMP from the 4th to the 6th. I mean, every time there's a drill, something's going on. You know,
Time that there's a drill. I mean, there's a lot of drills that go through and nothing really happens. But it's also without a doubt that these staged false flag terror attacks, there's a drill associated with them to provide cover and explanation for why all the assets to deal with it were already in place. A lot of people were saying, you know, look at the poor response to Hurricane Katrina, and then look how quickly they responded to 9/11. And then people said, well, the resources were already in place for 9/11 because just by coincidence, we had this drill all set to go. Dustin, stay on the line. We got to take a break for commercials, and I'm going to come back to you after these few words.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now.
The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over two with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354. Or visit MIG911.com.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Dustin in New Jersey. And Dustin, I don't think that what happened in Manhattan was really intended to distract the corporate media from talking about Uraniumgate and Dossiergate, because they weren't talking about it to begin with. I think Manhattan, and probably to the same extent Las Vegas, were intended to lure the independent media away and get them arguing back and forth about how many shooters there were and where this guy came from. And again, we're not taking the bait. We know where the important story is. And it's in this corrupted heart of the U.S. federal government, which is beginning to basically surface, if you will, erupt from all these running sores of corruption that are appearing all over the facade of our government, and we need to stay focused on that. That's where the government right now is the weakest. That's why they're so afraid right now, is they can't keep a lid on it, and so they're trying all these distractions to try and lure people away and get us arguing about things that are irrelevant. Because let's be very honest, I feel very, very bad for those people who were killed and injured in Manhattan, or those people who were killed in Las Vegas, but it doesn't really affect the country as a whole. It doesn't affect me personally. But this betrayal by our government, selling 20% of our uranium to Russia, who could then turn around and sell it to our enemies, political kickbacks, pay for play. That degree of corruption in our federal government affects every single one of us, and we should be angry, and we should be out there expressing our anger openly.
And Mike, I know you were not angry, but I know that guy yesterday called about North Korea saying he kills his own. I know you were starting to get a little angry. I just need to tell this to people. We started with George Washington and the founding as a constitutional republic. We have become what we fought against. We have become Rome. We've become the British Empire. We are murderers, crooks, and liars. Yes, and people don't realize that. We killed millions of people around the world to keep this power in a small group of people who control everything. They steal from you, looting from you. You know, they bail out the bankers and Wall Street and give you the bill. They send your kids off to die in wars. And you get people who call in, you know, oh, North Korea kills their own people. We kill our own people. We're an empire. Empires are shit. Oh, empires are crap, Mike. There never been a good empire in the history of the world. And people who think we're exceptional or God bless America, Jesus/Joshua, there was no America back then. There was Indians on this, you know, on this country that we killed or our forefathers killed to push them out of the way like the Israelis do to the Palestinians. So people need to really keep this in mind before they pass judgment on another country. 1.5 million people died in Iraq from the lie. Look at all the people who died in Libya and Syria, Mike. Syria from the terrorists using as a proxy army, which Roman and British Empire used. So people need to really, like, you know, look at, you know, don't throw stones when you live in a glass house, America, you know, because not everybody's good here, not everybody's bad, but you got an element in the West now, the Britons, French, Germans, that and us that are no good. A percentage of the government, and you know, sure, there might be some good people, but, you know, as a whole, they go along with it. The Congress and the Senate go along with it. Either they're blackmailed or they're lying. So I just want to let people know that so they don't just go, you know, oh, everybody else is bad, we're good. That's a bunch of crap. And you can see that with the media.
I'm sorry to cut you off. We're coming up on another commercial break here. I think most Americans, judging by the latest polls, they don't see ourselves as necessarily a good nation. We're good people. The government's definitely gone off the rail. But you need to always keep in mind that not everybody calling into a radio show is an ordinary citizen like you or I or most of the people listening to this program. There are public relations firms that are paid huge amounts of money to have, for lack of a better word, shills, trolls, actors call into the radio shows to push a particular agenda. North Korea is evil. We are justified in going in after them. We ought to attack them. And it's called grassroots lobbying. It's perfectly legal. They're not required to identify themselves as paid lobbyists. But it's a reality that we in the media have to deal with. Anyway, Dustin, we're going to let you go. Take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And before we go back to the phones here, a couple of really quick stories. Apparently, CNN got caught showing their bias against Trump again. Apparently, their so-called Russia probe expert that they've been giving a lot of airtime to, and he's out there saying, oh, yes, this is going for... Apparently, major ties to Fusion GPS, the company that came up with that bogus dossier. Now, as you know, the way this was all brought about is the DNC and the Hillary Clinton campaign, and apparently also the Obama as well, were pouring money into this law firm, which in turn turned around and hired Fusion GPS to go on out and come up with this dossier. So that on the campaign funding records, it simply said legal services. Well, Trey Gowdy is saying that really opens up Hillary Clinton to a charge of money laundering. And that's how dirty it's getting. All right, let's go back to the phones here. Keith in Montana, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, several things. I think Dustin could help out his anger management if he would drop that pluralism like some guy over there in Oahu there that is blacklisted. This constant we, you know. I haven't killed anyone. I didn't authorize these wars and all this other crap. You know, like, you need to, you know, people just need to drop that and realize that someone else is the enemy, not we. You know. But anyway, well, I called there
thinking,
because...
When I'm thinking about it, I say the U.S. government. To delineate between we, the American people. Sometimes I'll get lazy and I'll say we this and we that, but you called me on it correctly, and I do try and say the U.S. government is doing this, the U.S. government is doing that, in order to keep the focus where it needs to be.
Right. All right, the reason I called, though, Mike, was in New Jersey they're saying blacks are now compared to ISIS. This is from a police chief over there, which goes in line with our Spokane sheriff over just a couple states over here from me on the eastern side of Spokane there, that said that the constitutionalists were compared to ISIS. And like you had mentioned earlier, you don't think that a lot of this is a distraction from what's going on because they're not covering it anyway. I think this is back on the same premise of where the countless petitions were sent in, which exceeded the 100,000 mark to label Antifa as a terrorist group, George Soros, and none of this is actually taking place. They are ramping this up to keep the people fighting among themselves. And now, on top of that, Reuters is coming out now saying that Russia was doing all these ads on Instagram and other media platforms other than Facebook, you know. And, of course, I had to comment back on that saying, well, geez, it doesn't help us out any if they're doing ads because we can't buy anything through sanctions, you know. But I think the whole premise of this is trying to keep the people at constant odds with one another to where we're back to that post-World War II Stasi thing where you have a bunch of citizens turned informants, the same as our DHS, Homeland Security, see something, say something, to where everyone's suspicious, everyone's, you know, you watch them, you keep the cops busy, and like John Stadtmiller said, is to make all of us the enemy combatants.
Well, I'm sure in the eyes of the government, pretty much all of us are. Anybody who's not drinking the Kool-Aid, anybody who's not swallowing the blue pill is now basically being treated like an enemy of the state. And again, I don't think Manhattan, or for that matter, Las Vegas, was being done to distract the corporate media from anything, because the corporate media is still absolutely in lockstep with protecting Hillary and the deep state and going after Trump. I think they were trying to lure the independent media, and I'm not biting. I'm not taking the bait.
And I have one other comment for you there. When we refer to, like, our government, our military, stuff like that, and support our troops, when I look at these generals and stuff that are all sitting up there, they're probably in their mid-40s. Some of them are a lot older, but their entire chest is just pinned with all these awards and stuff. And when you look at that, you have to sit there and think, this country has never been attacked by a nation state since 1967, which would have been the USS Liberty, of course. But before then, how are these guys getting all these medals and stuff pinned to their lapels there? You know, their chest coat. You know, it's because they are going along with the same standard MO of going and raping and pillaging and plundering. And this hype that you mentioned yesterday about this outlaw snack bar stuff. You know, there are those in schools in Iraq, Syria, in hospitals, at weddings and funerals, that don't get to hear an Allah Akbar or Praise America. They might get lucky to hear the whistle of a Hellfire drone.
Yes.
Right before the bomb explodes like that. And when they wipe out 300 over in Mosul in one airstrike, oh, that's nothing because it's them. It's only when it happens to an American that people care. And they should look at
or people,
what that does.
People are told to care. People are told to care. We're told to care about everybody who was killed in Las Vegas. We're told to care about everybody who was killed in Manhattan. And I do. I'm not trivializing their pain and suffering of the families. Okay. But at the same time, yeah, we should also feel the same thing for all these people who've been killed in all these other countries. I mean, the current estimate right now is since the end of World War II, the U.S. government has killed somewhere between 20 and 30 million people around the world with all these military interventions. And we should be angry about that because the world is going to blame us for allowing it to happen.
And just like that UN Human Rights Commission there that came out with that 2016 report, that said that over 60,000 immigrants, i.e. war refugees, were basically thrown out of three countries. They omitted the fact that it was the same three countries the United States was bombing. And this is no different, Mike, than watching old archived World War II footage of Allied terror bombings and where the roads of Europe were lined by the millions of those people fleeing those terror bombings of their cities, their graveyards, everything being totally destroyed. They have no place to go. And you could bet that after losing everything, even like Gerald Celente, when you lose it all, you have nothing else to lose. And that's why the term going postal is there, is that most people wouldn't want to live if they'd lost their entire family and all this stuff to some other person's actions. They might want to get a little bit even, you know. But that's
yes,
how
absolutely.
When you create terrorism, you know, when you bomb people, it's you bomb them through terrorism, which creates more terrorism. And that's it's the endless war thing. Anyway,
yeah,
I don't want to take all your time because Dustin took so much. But
okay. All right. Well, you know, Keith, the reality is, again, this guy in Manhattan doesn't fit that pattern. He hadn't lost everything. He'd come to this
right.
country. All of his friends are saying he was friendly, gregarious, was very helpful. He was an Uber driver for a while and had a girlfriend, three kids. This is a guy whose life seems to be working.
Mike, the thing with the paint gun, a paintball thing, would also allege them, too, that he had friends because they all get these guys are in clubs that go out and do that.
Absolutely. I mean, you don't get a paintball gun just for yourself. You're part of a team.
Yeah.
You know, you get the little padded clothing because paintball guns can hurt. And same thing with the BB gun. He was just palling around with people. I think, given the fact that the FBI seems to have been aware of this guy for at least 2 years ago, that he was basically courted as an informant. And, you know, if you're an undercover informant for the government, it's a very well-paying job. You don't even have to pay taxes on the money. You know, you can get lured on in, and then when the government decides they need a patsy, there you are. They did it to this guy in Manhattan. They did it to Lee Harvey Oswald, and they're going to go on doing it. So all of you listening to the show who are undercover informants, you think about that when you're going to bed tonight. You may be getting a lot of money, and you may be really excited because you think you're a spy, and it's exciting, and it's your espionage and everything, but when the government decides they need a convenient dead body that looks like you, you're going to be it.
Hey, one other thing, Mike, did you get that photo I sent you of that so-called crash scene over there in New York which showed that truck?
The one with the bicycle wheel?
Yeah. It's like, do bicycle wheels do that much damage? I can tell you one thing. They should build the World Trade Centers out of bicycles and passport material.
Well, again, I'm not investing a lot of time in this thing because it is such an obvious attempt to distract the independent media away from Dossiergate and Uraniumgate, and I am just not going there. So, Keith, thanks an awful lot for the phone call.
Hey, wait a second. One more thing, Mike.
Yeah.
Mike, one more thing. If you're not busy Sunday, call into my show. I'd like to have you talk to my listeners about the same thing you're talking about right now so people can better understand it on the weekend for the different listeners.
Okay, well, email me the information about, you know, when your show is. I can't commit right now because I have a commitment with Claire on Sunday, but if I can make it, I definitely will.
All right, sounds good, Mike. My best to you and Claire, okay?
All right, thanks an awful lot, Keith. We're going to switch over to James in Texas. Aloha, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, quite a few things on my mind. First of all, I think, can you hear me okay, Mike?
I hear you fine.
Okay, yes, I think we need a third party, like a true American party or an Our American party, because is it true that Tony Podesta was caught up in that Mueller investigation, right?
Yeah, he very much is.
He's a lobbyist, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and it's kind of interesting, you know, who are these people lobbying for? You know, you have all these lobbyists in Washington, D.C., even on, if you look at Trump's whole cabinet, a bunch of dual citizens, did you know that Israel, every kid, woman, and man, free health care, free housing, and free food? You know they got that?
Where?
It's kind of crazy, right? In Israel.
Yep.
In Israel, they. While they go and tell us that we have to deal with less and we can't have this, and they have to privatize every one of our public industries. I mean, the reason why our country, I mean, this is why I don't agree. It's not people in the U.S. government. Well, it's not U.S. people. It's people in the government, but they're not Americans. They're citizens of another nation. They have loyalty to another nation. But you look at Weinstein. What was that interview that he had? He's like, I'm a hardcore Zionist. you're not even an American, dude. You go bash everything about America, but then, you know, you want all this stuff for a country that he wasn't even born in, a country that didn't even, you know, he could have been born in USSR Poland. You know, it's really sickening how people could understand this stuff and they just let this happen. You know, this is why we're fighting the wars. We're fighting against Arab nationalists, and we're the Zionist nationalist army. That's what this is all about. This is all.
Well, what this is all about is we're living under puppet rule. We have a foreign imposed government ruling over us for the benefit of that foreign government. And I remember back when I was a kid in school and we were getting social studies and we were getting all the Cold War propaganda to be on the lookout for, communist subversion. Communists were trying to infiltrate our government. Communists were trying to take on over. And it turned out that, yes, in fact, our government was being infiltrated and subverted. We were just being told to look in the wrong direction because it wasn't the communists who were doing it. It was Israel.
Yeah, but that's what they want for the U.S. and the West. They want a communist-style thing here because the people who are pushing gun control are all Zionist loyalists. I mean, they're the same people who believe that the settlers need weapons, need AR-15, automatic AR-15.
Okay, James, we don't even need to go into the details of what the foreign rulers want or not. We just all need to understand as Americans that we will not accept rule by a foreign power any more than the Iraqis are accepting it, any more than the Libyans are accepting it, any more than the people of Yemen. They're all standing up to throw off these foreign puppet rulers, and so should we.
That's why we need a third party. That's why I say a true American.
Well, another party is a waste of time. Another party is a waste of time because all parties need money, and the big money comes on in and takes them over. Look at the Tea Party. When it first started, a lot of people, including yours truly, thought this might be the beginning of something that was really going to change the American political landscape. And then all of a sudden, big money moved on in, and they got some star power in there. They had Sarah Palin in there. And the Tea Party basically got hijacked, taken over, and basically emasculated. I'm sorry, a new political party isn't going to change anything because political parties inevitably are for sale to the highest bidder.
What about a leaderless party? A leaderless party that only has an idea, like I said, when I would call
it. We already have that. It's called the American people, and our idea is the Constitution.
Exactly. That's why we need to take care of ourselves. Once this stuff hits the fan, and if the economy does collapse, and we need to keep our infrastructure maintained. At any cost, we need to keep our infrastructure maintained because that's the infrastructure that our forefathers died for. People in World War One and World War Two, the Americans who lived in the 30s and 40s could never dream about the infrastructure nor the type of technology that America would have. They worked and bled and died for that, and we need to preserve that. No matter
we
what.
Need to preserve it. We need to improve on it. We need to grow it to catch up to the 21st century. Much of America's infrastructure is still last century, and that's another reason we're unable to compete with other countries in a fair, open marketplace. And that's why the U.S. government is trying to arm twist everybody into these so-called free trade deals to lock the economic system in its current mode, which favors the United States. And all these other countries, they're pulling back. And every country that tries to break free, whether it's Iraq or Libya or whoever, the U.S. attacks them. But now everybody is breaking free at the same time, and that's a problem. The U.S. literally cannot declare war on the rest of the planet and expect to have any chance of winning. James, we're going to let you go here. We're running short on time here, and I got a lot of news to cover before Don Wiskin comes on here. Now, getting on back to the important news. Special Counsel Robert Mueller, who, by the way, should not have been a special counsel without a preliminary investigation. That is the statutory requirement which was ignored. But after all this time and all these pro-Hillary investigators and all of this money that was his first indictments, which seemed timed to try and distract everybody away from Uranium Gate and Dossier Gate, basically amounted to nothing. Manafort and Gates were working as lobbyists, facilitators for Ukraine without registering it, had nothing to do with Russia. This before they even went to the Trump campaign. These indictments underscore the fact that Mueller has found absolutely no evidence of Trump's collusion with Russia. he basically telegraphed his complete failure to the rest of the world. And I think that's why they did Manhattan, because everybody was saying these indictments don't mean anything. Mueller has failed to find anything that proves Trump was colluding with Russia. Oh, look, we've got blood and gore down in Manhattan. Go look at that here. Now, Sergey Lavrov is out there saying, given the indictment against Manafort, which leads to Ukraine, leads to Kiev, Lavrov is saying they should be investigating Kiev and Ukraine, and it's certainly very dishonest for the corporate media to go on talking about the Manafort and Gates indictments as part of the Russia probe when Russia's not part of it. They should call it the Kiev probe. That would be more honest, but then that's not the job of the corporate media. And that is a big, big problem. And we're finding out more and more that it was, in fact, Hillary and the DNC. In fact, almost everybody except Donald Trump was colluding with Russia. And apparently, Hillary Clinton was liaising with Yanukovych, trying to find ways to damage Donald Trump leading up to the election. Hillary's projecting what she and the DNC were doing onto Donald Trump, and everybody now recognizes it. We'll be back after these few words.
Talk about something serious for a minute, your age. Getting old has its perks, but remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And John Podesta has decided he's going to play the victim card. And he's out there saying he's the victim of a smear campaign by President Trump. And he's saying it's not bad enough I was the victim of a massive cybercrime directed by the Russian president. Now I'm the victim of a big lie campaign by the American president. Woe is me. Woe is me. Have pity. Have pity. Have pity. I don't think so. Now, remember, last August, there was a story that came on out that showed the financial records revealed Russian collusion with the Podesta Group. That's not a big lie. It's not a smear. And let us not forget that the story that Russia hacked the DNC and Podesta and Hillary has been absolutely destroyed. Much of it was a leak, probably through now dead Seth Rich. Julian Assange has gone on record saying that the emails that WikiLeaks had were obtained legally from the U.S. State Department through a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit. So Podesta's out there basically rising on a busted flush. And we're not having any of it. So something you need to keep in mind, because obviously we're entering a phase where the deep state, the narcocracy, the corporate media, the only thing they've got left is to just come up with more and more spectacular false flags in an effort to lure us away from the important stories. And how do you decide what's important? Very simple. Is it affecting your life? You personally. If you weren't in Las Vegas or you weren't in Manhattan, those incidents, as terrible as they are, they don't affect your life. Out of control Obamacare premiums, that affects your life. Corruption by the politicians running your life, that affects your life. That's how you decide. You need to think in terms of your own self-interest. Think about your own wallet, your own children. That tells you where the important stories are. And the guideline is always, when you see something spectacular on TV, oh, they've got blood and gore and all this other spectacle here, what are they trying to distract you from? Always ask yourself, what are they trying to make you not pay attention to? What are they trying to lure you away from? And again, I don't think this has as much to do with the corporate media, because the corporate media is already in line. They've given scant seconds to the Uranium One deal scandal. They've given scant seconds to the revelation that the DNC and the Clinton campaign paid for this bogus dossier on Donald Trump. They're all about the NFL kneeling and the latest celebrity news and even all the stuff they're fanning up about Hollywood. They're throwing their Hollywood liberal friends underneath the bus to try and save themselves right now. We're going to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back.
Let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.